Proverbs chapter 10. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Treasures gained by wickedness produce no profit, but righteousness saves from death. The Lord will not allow the righteous to starve, but he frustrates the greed of the wicked. Lazy hands produce poverty, but hardworking hands bring riches. Whoever gathers crops in summer is a sensible son. Whoever sleeps at harvest time is a disgraceful son. Blessings crown the head of a righteous person, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. To remember a righteous person is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. A wise heart accepts commands, but a babbling fool will be ruined. Whoever walks with integrity walks safely, but whoever follows crooked ways will be found out. Whoever winks at evil causes trouble, and a babbling fool will be ruined. The mouth of a righteous person is a fountain of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up a quarrel, but love covers all sins. Wisdom is found on the lips of a discerning person, but a rod is appropriate for the back of one who lacks sense. Wise people store up knowledge, but the mouth of a stubborn fool brings ruin. A rich person's wealth is his strong city. Poverty is the ruin of poor people. The work of a righteous person leads to life. The income of a wicked person leads to sin. Whoever practices discipline is on the path to life, but whoever rejects a warning goes astray. Whoever conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads gossip is a fool. When there are many words, sin never stops, but a person who restrains his lips acts wisely. The tongue of a righteous person is fine silver. The heart of a wicked person has little value. The lips of a righteous person shepherd many, but stubborn fools die for lack of sense. The blessing of the Lord makes a person wealthy, and he adds no sorrow to it. Carrying out a wicked scheme is a game for the fool, but wisdom gives pleasure to a person with understanding. What the wicked person dreads will come upon him, but the Lord will grant what the righteous desire. When the storm is past, the wicked person is no more, but the righteous person has an everlasting foundation. Like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes, so is a lazy person to those who send him. The fear of the Lord will add days to a person's life, but the years of wicked people will be cut short. The confident hope of the righteous is joy, but the ambitions of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is a fortress for a person who has integrity, but it brings destruction for evildoers. A righteous person will never be toppled, but wicked people will not dwell on earth. The mouth of a righteous person produces the fruit of wisdom, but a perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked produces depraved words. Chapter 11. Dishonest scales are disgusting to the Lord, but an accurate weight wins his approval. When arrogance comes, shame follows, but with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the dishonesty of the treacherous destroys them. Riches are of no help on the day of fury, but righteousness saves from death. The righteousness of honest people makes their way smooth, but because of his wickedness, a wicked person falls. The righteousness of upright people rescues them, but treacherous people are trapped by their own desire. At the death of a wicked man, his hope will perish, and his confidence in his strength perishes. A righteous person is rescued from trouble, and a wicked person takes his place. With his mouth, the godless person destroys his neighbor, but righteous people are rescued by knowledge. When the righteous prosper, a city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is a shout of joy. Through the blessing of upright citizens, a city is raised up, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is torn down. A person who lacks sense despises his neighbor, but an understanding person keeps silent. A gossip goes around betraying secrets, but a trustworthy spirit keeps a matter confidential. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.